Welcome back to another episode of the On Tap podcast. We got me, my buddy Sam here up at the table, our lovely friend Cody hiding in the back room.
We got the rowdy crowd back in the office today.
We're getting a little weird. The vibes are electric. The beards are thick. The accents are thick. The cheese is thick. We got the boys from Wisconsin, you know, here.
Oh, hey.
You know, we were doing a little bit of talking before the podcast, disputing the difference between Minnesota and Wisconsin. We're finding out that they might be a little bit more similar than we think. And we set up a beautiful game for you guys today to figure out how similar we really are.
Okay, so boys, today the game is we have 10 different news headlines lined up for you. And you have to determine if the news headline is from Minnesota or if it's from Wisconsin. Okay? And so now also the punishment for not getting it right, which you do have a 50-50 shot, is to shotgun a beer.
Well, I think they're all from Minnesota then, right?
That's for you to determine, I suppose.
I can't tell you. That's a cheater's way to look at things, but not a bad idea.
But we do like to drink.
So with you guys being twins, are you guys going to ride or die your answers together? Are you guys a team or are you taking the solo?
Are you going back and forth?
How many timeouts do we get?
As many timeouts as you want. We got an hour here.
For sure. Challenge accepted.
Cody?
All right, boys. I'm going to hit you with the first one here. In February of 2020, a motorist struck a toilet in the middle of the road and reported to officers that she hit the toilet because she was distracted by a toilet in the other lane.
Minnesota or Wisconsin?
Was this from Minnesota or was this from Wisconsin?
It's a hard
interview.
We will choose from Minnesota because there's no alcohol involved.
There is no alcohol.
Toilet talk, baby.
Oh, for one.
Are we allowed to appeal? We coming out hot.
Oh, for one. A toilet in the middle of the road is a crazy thing in the first place, but a second toilet, instantly in my mind, in Minnesota, you know, I've seen maybe a toilet or two, but not at the same time. I'm thinking two toilets, one road, that's Wisconsin all day. Sam?
Absolutely. You know, here in Minnesota, we hold ourselves high and mighty in toilets have to stay in an enclosed trailer of some sorts. We don't want our citizens seeing them around. I just knew right away.
Do you think that these fell out of someone's vehicle or were they just planted in the road?
Planted by a drunk hooligan for sure, right?
Obviously.
I mean, I can't see any other way that a toilet gets in the road.
All right, boys.
Here we go.
Throwing bricks.
This is going to get real dicey if they get the first few wrong.
Also, just so we know, for the
we might end up as one of these stories.
The fans that are watching on YouTube right now, you guys, I know you're probably drunk. There is two of them. I know you might think, like, I'm just drunk, I'm seeing double. There is, in fact, two, and they look absolutely identical, and I love the dynamic here.
Yeah, so who's who? How can you guys tell who's who?
Well, it depends how many drinks we've had. We've lost track of who's who.
I mean, hear me out. After 10, 12 beers, sometimes I astral project when I'm at the bar. And then I think, like, oh, my God, am I outside of my body right now? You ever thought that?
That's some deep shit.
That's some stuff. I don't
even know how to take that. Cody, officer, how high are you?
Are you kidding me? I'm a twin.
Christopher Nolan behind there or what?
Just imagine if I'm not sitting with him and you get pulled over for some obscure stuff and you have to say, I'm a twin.
But you're the only one in the car.
That's some other explaining to do.
Okay, boys. Second headline. Officials seized a box of giraffe poop. U.S. Customs said that the passenger had returned from Kenya with the poop.
Minnesota.
Yeah, you're right.
You guys going to lock that in?
Ding, 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 ding.
He's like, that in some
you're right.
Wisconsin.
You get a pass.
We wouldn't mess with
what's a giraffe?
Third headline, a 59-year-old school bus driver was charged with two counts of a DWI after crashing into the ditch with nearly 50 students on board. This actually recently happened, I believe.
I was going to say before you said recently, I think we had that same experience in middle school.
Multiple times?
Life experience. that was
every day.
Yeah, you just don't know how to survive. We're going to discuss it for a second.
The boys are locking in.
Yeah, okay, so I think that doesn't surprise me, knowing I mean, honestly, I've never really been to a lot of different Wisconsin towns other than the border towns that are close to us here in Wisconsin. But from my understanding, I think you have to be drunk in order to drive buses over there.
Yeah, they all seem like, I mean, it seemed like a pretty across the board thing.
Well,
they already
how else
had
would you put up with that
in.
Many kids? So it's Wisconsin. It's Wisconsin.
Boys, have you locked in your answer?
We're like, bing. Yeah, bing. We got it. Oh, I all mean, right. Oh. He set us up.
It's Minnesota. It actually just happened here locally.
Well, can we go back in the records and say it happened in both states? I think we'll all drink for
was
it.
Was the other one's 59 years old?
Oh, they're probably younger in Wisconsin. We need to think about that. Yeah, they're like 17-year-old bus.
This one just happened.
16 years old. They can drive, so they can drive a bus. Andre,
this one just happened right up the road from us, to be honest with you. This is a very, I mean, I'm talking like 2 weeks recent news headline that we just found out about this. It was like right down the highway.
Oh, so, okay, I got you. So
we're that was the only one that we
knew. Well, we're
going
to drink like that bus. We're going to go, we're going to drink these and drive a bus tomorrow morning.
Drive a bus.
Yes. Oh, just kidding. We're,
I got to tell you, I do love the dynamic of this game because usually when we play a trivia game or we play anything on this podcast, one of us is getting fucked with,
it's
too.
It's us getting
we
fucked.
We played a lot of shot collar trivia. We played a lot of drinking trivia. And I'm happy to be on the other side and just only watch someone else drink for once.
Well, we're honored.
Dude, when I was a kid, my bus driver's name was Adolf. And that threw me for a fucking loop, dude.
Did he have a mustache or no?
He did have a mustache.
A whole mustache?
Old
or
as hell.
A half a mustache or a quarter mustache?
He wasn't going full Hitler, but it was close enough that for a minute you thought, you know, I'm like, maybe he was a supporter. I didn't, as a young kid, he could have been him for all I knew.
Did you
like,
understand what he was saying?
It was, he had a slight accent, if I remember correctly. I was terrified of the man, like Adolf. It's like, holy shit, dude.
Adolf's a crazy name for anyone to have, I feel like. It's just like one of them things that throws you off.
Speaking
what a conversation
throwing, starter. Throwing bricks.
Throwing bricks.
Throwing bricks.
Here's the Adolf. I kind of want to throw.
Cheers to Adolf. From the peanut gallery, bricks. Cheers to Adolf.
Holy fuck.
Throwing him down.
That was a good one.
Throwing him down.
All right, boys, we're going to hit you with another one here.
We're only three in and we're done two shotguns.
You have.
Oh, God.
That means you're almost a third of the way through.
We'll see how much the tummy can take.
A 14-year-old girl was found behind the driver's seat of a crashed car she reported was to have hit. Okay, Mitch, this is worded.
Dude.
Very weird.
Learn how to read. It's not my fault.
A 14-year-old girl was found behind the driver's seat of a crashed car. She was reported to have hit two vehicles and the door of an underground parking garage before driving through a nearby field and finally crashed into a pad-mounted electrical transformer. When the police contacted her mother, the mother admitted to convincing her daughter to take the car to the store because she was too drunk to drive.
This is a tough one. I worded that bad. I figured Cody would elaborate and maybe read ahead. He's not very smart.
These are
what
tough.
This is what happened, all right? This
these
is
you
tough.
Made the note.
This is the story in easy terms, all right? 14-year-old girl crashes a car.
Can we get a reenactment?
Yeah, 14-year-old girl, she's driving.
No.
Crashes a car.
I'm the mom.
It's got to be like...
Okay, Cody's the mom.
Hey, hold on.
Hey, Bethany.
You're probably smoking a cigarette, too.
Yeah.
what kind of
Bethany,
cigarette?
Listen here. Hey, listen. I know that you're only 14 years old, baby girl. You need to drive to the store.
Mom
was way too drunk.
Mom, I don't remember you having such a deep voice.
This sounds like Minnesota.
It's just...
You guys got to converse about this. You think
we didn't lock in the answer. We didn't lock in an answer.
We'll give him a freebie.
You get a freebie.
I guess we got it. Rules are rules, right?
How about this? You guys reenact the mom-daughter conversation there instead of shotgun.
Do you guys even understand the story yet?
I just shotgun six beers and I can drive.
I need you to drive to the liquor store.
Yeah. That's the Wisconsin slang.
I'm going to get in my El Camino. Are you going to drive or no?
Oh, beautiful.
I assume it was an El Camino nonetheless.
That makes the most sense. Now that I think about it, it didn't say it when I read the thing online, but it had to have been an El Camino.
Maybe a Ford Ranger.
I was in the mom. You're supposed to do the daughter.
I'm getting Buick LeSabre vibes.
Dude, sorry, did we ruin
that? I just drank all the wine in the Allison. You need to give me more. Mom, do you need me to go? Or? Do you? Yes, get to the story now.
Is that I'm sorry, I did the mom voice too, and I'm supposed to be the daughter.
You guys still sound exactly the same.
No, I'm sorry.
Even if you were playing two different characters.
If people are listening to a radio station, I think they'd be really confused.
Like, okay, what's the next channel that we get?
Check, should we scratch that one? Did we ruin the answer? Did we totally mess that thing up?
That's okay. We'll just chalk that up as you lost, but you made up for it by embarrassing yourselves.
I'm so embarrassed. We might have to go home.
We're just going to drive home. Mom, are you okay to drive? Yes, I drunk too.
Okay, let's go. You don't want to do girl voices.
Okay, next one. A 20-year-old man received probation after
Minnesota.
Hold on, boys.
I'm joking. I failed at that one.
A 20-year-old man received probation after he was convicted of having sexual contact with a dead
Minnesota.
The sentence also requires offender to register as a sex offender and treated at the Institute for Psychological and Sexual Health.
I mean, this one's fucking obvious.
Yeah, this is pretty easy one, to be honest with you guys.
What do you guys say?
Sex with a dead deer?
What do you guys say?
Sex with a dead deer?
We'll let you guys call this one.
You guys lock in your answer. We already know the answer. You guys got to lock it in. I'm just telling you. Sex with a dead deer.
It's pretty much a trick question.
I mean,
pretty much narrows it down here.
Well, it wasn't us, I swear to God. It wasn't us, but you know what? For all of Wisconsin, right now, we are going to say Minnesota.
Minnesota, you're welcome, Wisconsin.
We knew that would be wrong, and we're drinking these beers for Wisconsin's sake. Yeah. So whoever actually did it, you're welcome.
Well, we need to see credibility with this news source after this.
Dude, I don't know if I can keep watching these guys shotgun, dude.
Mitch did cite his sources.
That was Sam. Sam found that one.
Oh. For how much we're shotgunning, you're going to have to call Remington to sponsor this. You know? We're going to 870 this.
Throwing bricks. Oh, fuck, dude. I'll tell you what. These guys hold the Wisconsin name, man. I could not be shotgun in this many
especially
beers.
A PBR.
And they're always such a clean shotgun, dude. You guys are professionals.
I don't think I've ever seen someone hit 3 to 4 back-to-back PBR shotguns and not just yak their fucking guts out. I mean, that's some of the toughest.
Well, guys, we're gonna be honest. Let's easy up on the questions a little bit.
The tummy's not doing so hot right now.
It pays off being from Wisconsin.
Well, hey, now that we got you guys drunk, since we jumped right into the game, I think we take a little break from it. We're going to come back into it later. That was 5 questions, right?
Correct.
Perfect. We'll finish off the last 5 in a little bit. But
5 trick questions.
You know, the reason that we got connected with you guys is you have a social media page where you post memes, make videos, and you're all about Wisconsin. And, you know, talking off camera, we realized you guys have been doing it for a really long time. How did you get your start, and when did you get started?
Well, beer is the main
beer.
Start.
Beer with beer, it was beer. But I believe it all started with him getting
a camera, and I'd agree. It was me getting a camera, and
he needed something,
and naturally, how it went.
I was
drinking a beer too, and all of a sudden, bam, we're drinking beer and we're busting out cameras and filming in fridge bricks.
pretty much everything your parents tell you not to do. Like with smartphones, my dad was always like, why take videos of doing dumb shit?
Speaking of that, this was like before smartphones, to make an example of it. It was buying a camera, filming it, and obviously your parents saying, that's not going to become anything. And here we are.
Your parents were not real supportive. Correct. It sounds like.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Cody, but I'm pretty sure that's exactly how this podcast started. Is you guys just got drunk one night and you're like, we should just film this shit instead of just drinking like idiots.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, if you want to go way back, we were really drunk doing stuff with our, you know, stupid stuff with our parents' stuff when they were out of town filming it. I think we made a country music video, if you want to look way back.
That's way back in the books.
Some real... OGs.
Don't look it up. Some OGs. I'm telling you, don't look it up.
No, I'm telling you right now, everyone should look it up because those are some gold. I got some buddies who were making YouTube videos back in like 2009, 2008 that like You know, they're...
Yeah, that you, they're no one eight, wants to they're talk 8 years about. Old. Nobody, they nobody don't, wants to talk about that. That. Yeah.
I got a buddy who's like, you can't even... He doesn't remember the password to his old YouTube account, so he can't even take the videos down anymore. And they got like 15...
That's the good stuff. That's
they got
the
like 1,500
stuff.
Views because I'm the only one who watches it, and I show it to everyone.
That's like how ours exists.
Oh, it's great.
I think the only views we got was plugging it in to someone's HDMI cord in their living room, and we might have got those 3 views from those people.
So once you guys got the start going, when did you start getting the traction? Did it take a while, or was it pretty instant?
No, it took forever. Yeah, it took forever. Yeah, I feel like it's still taking forever, but I feel like there's one viral one in the way, the Orno video and stuff like that, you know, the Wisconsin culture videos. But to be honest, overall, well, we don't care about the traction. We enjoy doing it. Anyone that supported us on the way, it's for you. Here's to you. This is to you. It. This is to everyone that has supported us so far, the past however many years, the long path. Here it is. It's always for you.
At what point did it turn from just like being dumbass kids making videos into something that into something that you wanted to like pursue as like maybe something that could have traction, you know, instead of saying like, I'm just going to make this video because I think it's fucking funny, to putting out content for your actual viewers, for people that are coming back for the shit?
Probably when we upgraded cameras. Yeah, we felt like we had to prove it to the camera. The camera itself. We felt all cool. We felt cool, but you know what? We're still those dumb kids. We'll always be those dumb kids. But I honestly think it's mainly the comments that we feed off of. And it's not just like the comments that rip on you, but it's the comments that means something in a way. Sorry to drop that serious bomb, but
no, you're right. You're right.
It's like you finally feel like you reach something.
We just had a similar experience. I mean, at least since I've been on, I feel like I've only ever read into hate comments. Not that they get to me, but because I think it's funny to just like watch people talk shit. I think it's a good time. But we recently had someone post a TikTok saying, "Hey, please make more skits like this." And like, to me, that was like just overwhelming joy of like, someone actually cares about what we're trying to do here. Someone actually is.
Oh, that
fully
means, that
into
means
it,
a lot.
You know?
That means a lot. They might not be paying you directly or whatever. You might not be getting paid directly from it, but they drop one of those comments, means the world.
Yeah. It makes it all worth it. Really.
That, it does. You hit it right on the head. Mm-hmm. Either way, good comment, bad comment. Toast is to you. We're still drinking.
Absolutely. Hey, we still got the view from you either way. So
oh, heck yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, if it was a hate comment or not, you're a fucking fan.
We're still drinking. Honestly, we treat you as a fan for life.
The comments just drive more views anyways. So honestly, I just leave it up because then it fishes for more comments that agree with them, you know?
Some of our biggest stuff is like us just getting openly shit on.
Oh, yeah. We had one reel that went like 250K and it was just me talking about how Diet Coke has similar caffeine content to Red Bull, which is very not true, and I don't know where I heard that from. And I made a video of it, and you know, basically every single comment was just roasting me on how I'm dumb.
Well, that is dumb.
It's still high caffeine content.
Boys, I don't know if I'm crushing one of your bits here, but you have a meat and cheese board that's been hiding in the corner over there forever, and two big boys like ourselves... I'm in salivating looking at this thing the whole time.
I've been eyeing that shit.
You have to wait. You guys see the gift? You guys have seen the gift.
You cut the gift up in front of me, dude. It was like teasing.
We're bringing it on.
It was like teasing to my fat body.
You guys brought us on, and what better way to bring Wisconsin on this channel than to some cheese and sausage? Yeah, then cheese and sausage. Cheese and sausage time.
Cheese and sausage and beers is...
Oh my
God. I mean, that's like the Midwest diet of choice.
If this is a bunch of dudes putting together a charcuterie board.
Now, Sam, I'm going to let you take your bite if you want to take your bite, but you did have a comment before we started shooting that I don't think sat real well with these guys. And,
you sure you want to bring it up again?
I think you want to. I think we should just air it out. We should just talk about it.
Let's hear it. Word it exactly like you said it before.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to stand by this, too. Minnesota has the best cheese curds of all time. It's not even close.
You should probably not talk anymore on the channel.
We're actually taking him in for a CAT scan.
Yeah, immediately after this, I will be...
I think we need to have a conversation about it. What makes you think that our cheese curds are better than theirs? I'm not saying good or bad, because I'm going to drop a fucking bomb on you guys right now. Is I don't even like cheese curds. I'm going to be 100% honest with you.
Well, we know who we're taking in for a second CAT scan. Are we allowed to just cut the whole thing right now?
The way I look at it is, you know, Wisconsin's like Minnesota's shitty little cousin, bad behaved cousin, that it's fun to go visit them every once in a while and see how they live. But God damn it, you're so happy to get to go back to your normal home and be with your regular parents. And I think Wisconsin is wannabe Minnesota. If we're going to be real, we got hockey. We've got a better football team.
Did this just get hostile? I thought we were all on good terms this whole time. This whole night we were hanging out. Did this get hostile or no?
I mean, or no. I'm not even going to cap. I'm a Packers fan anyway.
He's taking the cheese curds from us, dude.
If they ain't from Minnesota, I don't fucking care.
He's doubled down. He's standing on business.
It's so hard, too, because it's so good and I want more. I'm about to eat
the
desk
one. Wait, you want more? You want more.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll concede. You guys are better. God damn it. Give me the food.
Well, that didn't take much. Yeah. That didn't take much.
No, I do think that they're... I think Minnesota and Wisconsin try to separate themselves more than they really are. I think we're all just... I think, like, we're not the Midwest. People put us in the Midwest category. We're the Mid-North, baby. And I know you guys are a little Eastern and you play that East card, but fuck that. I think
Minnesota and Wisconsin are separate from the Midwest. I think we're arrogantly better than the rest of the states that are considered Midwestern.
You know what? We're like the cousins on Thanksgiving that get along very, very well. Like, we're like the closest. You know, you have those cousins that live very close to each other that get along very well, but you also have those cousins that are very distant.
Yeah, they might live 3 hours away.
Like Illinois, though. You got...
Everyone hates Illinois.
They're the cousin that no one wants to talk to on Thanksgiving. That the two drunk cousin or something like that.
Absolutely,
they're the
not even the drunk cousin. I was gonna say not even the drunk cousin.
They're the cousin that brings a gun and everyone's like, "What the fuck is wrong?"
No, not even that. No, we have to view the opposite side of it. Like, they're the ones that wouldn't bring a gun. No, that wouldn't bring a gun. They'd try to talk work the whole time or something stupid like that.
They would talk politics.
Yeah, the ones that talk politics at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you can't talk politics at Thanksgiving.
They're the dumb dumbs. Like, yeah, that's like the no-no, like, but the ones from Illinois do that.
You know, I think a constructive and a helping hand for this podcast and just this friend group that we're in right now, the four of us, I think maybe it would be a constructive idea that you guys both need to say one good thing about Minnesota, and me and Sam will both say one good thing about Wisconsin.
I like that.
How about you guys start?
All right. I'll start because I have a good one that means a lot to me. One thing that I love about Wisconsin that Minnesota has not figured out is 30 racks of good beer. Why the fuck can I not go get a 30 rack of Busch Light in Minnesota? I have to drive 30 minutes across the border to get a goddamn 30 pack, and I really appreciate you guys for that.
I was not aware that you guys are
We don't have 30 racks here.
Wait, only we have some, but it's like the shitty beer. It's like, I don't even know their names. They're so bad.
And you only get them in like weird areas usually. I feel like if you go really far north or really far south, then maybe you can get a 30 rack. But normal beer that you just want to drink in the liquor store, 24 is all you're getting.
This exists in other states? I didn't know that. All right. I'll say the one good thing about Minnesota is your name, Minnesota. It has soda in it.
It does have a good sound to it. Minnesota sounds good.
Soda. That's how you say it. Soda.
I love that. I love that about it.
Weak compliment, but I'll take it from you. Thank you.
I will say my favorite thing about it. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna put two Wisconsins out there. One, you guys are always down to fucking party. Every time I go to Wisconsin, it's never hard to be like, let's go to the bar and get drunk, because there's going to be people there. You guys always are ready to go at all times. And number two is you guys are just fucking way better drivers. Minnesota drivers piss me off to absolutely no end.
You hit that right on the head.
Minnesota drivers.
When we were driving here, I was going to hit that right on the head. You suck. Yeah, the speed limit was 70, and I think everyone was doing... There was a sign that said speed limit 70, minimum 40. I think everyone chose 40.
Yeah, no, Minnesota drivers were fucking... They're horrible. They don't get out of the goddamn left lane. Wisconsin drivers, it's a night and day difference as soon as you cross that river. Shit gets infinitely easier.
Well, I'm glad you notice it, too.
Oh, we know. We know. The good drivers in Minnesota, we know. The bad drivers, they're completely oblivious to it.
It's weird because when you drove us over here, we were Wisconsin drivers viewing that, but you were driving.
Yeah, how'd he do? Was he pretty good? Was he bad?
No, he met all those what he was just talking about.
Fuck.
I did a good job or I did a bad job?
You did a bad job.
Oh, thank God.
There was one bad job.
No, you were cruising in the left lane.
No. I was passing in the left lane.
I noticed it too. I saw that right car in the I saw that car in the right lane.
That was one car and it came up like a psychopath. I was mid pass and they had to hit their brakes because they were driving like a psycho, no, but not psycho were, enough to get
you
in.
You were driving just like you explained. But if you were over the border in Wisconsin, you might have been different.
I thought we were saying nice things here.
Oh, we were about each other's states.
All right, what's one nice thing about Minnesota?
Fishing.
All right, that's
you guys
a
respect
good
it.
It's a good
you guys
answer.
Respect it so much. All we get all caught up in the lakes and everything, but it's so awesome.
Do you guys think that Minnesota fishermen are better than Wisconsin fishermen?
I don't know because I never hear anything about.
Yeah, I never hear anything about
Minnesota
fishermen.
Can you tell anything about if a Wisconsin fisherman was talking to?
Well, I would Minnesota know if it was you guys because of the accents, but
that's how you.
Personally, I just think we're the walleye capital of the world. You know, I don't think anyone's really beating us in ice fishing, and not even close, to be fair.
But when you're saying ice fishing, well, of course you guys have ice until June.
Well, yeah,
So that's unfair. You guys probably catch most of your fish in May.
It definitely is better. I'll go up to Lake of the Woods. Fucking, there's ice there till damn near mid August.
Yeah, but late ice is.
But we'll get some pike in the bay.
Admit it though. No one's ever talked about fishing differences. No one ever does. They just talk about the lake count.
Yeah, let's talk about the lake count. Yeah, everyone wants to say that.
All right, before we dive into the lake count, before it really gets hostile in here, I think this is a perfect opportunity for us to cut it out. Hit a bathroom break. We'll rewind, freshen our drinks.
Swords.
Okay, boys, the bladders are empty. The conversations are full right now.
Oh, yeah.
Being that you guys are from Wisconsin, we've decided that there is no border anymore. We're just going to become Minnesota-Wisconsin. And one thing that I was really curious about with you guys growing up in Wisconsin I have two questions. My first one is, what do you think of T-Pain throwing some disrespect on Wisconsin by saying it like that back in the day? And two, what is the most Wisconsin thing that you can remember from your childhood?
Leinenkugels. That's what our dad drank. Yep, that's what he drank every night. I think he at least had two cans. But I would say the most Wisconsin thing I could remember growing up is Super Bowl 31. Could name every Packer on that team.
Which one's 31? Who did the Packers play in 31?
The Patriots.
But they
played
the Patriots.
I don't know.
In New Orleans. Yep.
Fucking Brett Favre came out there, threw a couple pass tutties. He's the man, baby.
Desmond Howard. I mean, Mike Holmgren.
God,
since
Scott Stapp hasn't performed a Super Bowl in God knows how long, I haven't even watched.
That was the peak of the NFL.
I mean, you are from Minnesota, right?
Me?
No. That said,
we said there's no borders anymore. I'm from
Wisconsin. We're Minnesota.
So you have watched Super Bowl 45,
boys.
I'm not a sports guy.
Borders
like that.
Are gone. I said some hurtful things that I want to take back in the first half, and so I want to bridge the gap here. And I want to offer up the boys a little bit of apple pie moonshine. So if you're interested, I'm going to take a little sip. I want to give the boys a chance. You know, I think apple pie brings everybody together. It's a staple of the Midwest, or the Mid-North, as we say.
You are absolutely correct on that.
Apple pie moonshine, is that a big thing in Wisconsin, too? I'm not a huge Wisconsin guy. It's a big thing in Minnesota. It's all over the place. Everybody's uncle makes it.
Moonshine is a big thing. In that case, I will give a shout-out to the Moonshine Mama. Moonshine Mama.
There's two things that both Minnesotans and Wisconsins are proud of, and it's moonshine and domestic violence. Am I right?
Wow. Wow.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah to violence, brother.
Hell yeah. Moonshine tastes great. Domestic violence never tastes great.
Never. Nobody ever wins.
That is true. That is true. This is turning into a wholesome podcast, dude. I love every second of it. You know, every time we talk about something, I just turn a new leaf. You know, I'm learning so much about Wisconsin.
What else can we throw on here that should be on a Jerry Springer show?
Do we have any midgets?
I don't know if we have any midgets. Do we have any midgets?
That was Bodie that said that. I meant, is there any little people here?
Oh, yes. You can't say the M word anymore. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was Bodie.
That's such M a no-no.
M or M.
You can't say either. You can't say either. It's against the law. I mean, the M word is outlawed, and I don't know if I'm cool with that, because I think I think little people use that word more than we use that word.
All right, so you're going to take a hard stance on you don't think it's right?
I get to use the hard M?
I think midgets use the word midget more than we use the word midget. I don't think they even get hurt about it. I think it's fucking woke people that get upset about it, and it's unbelievable. It's the woke fucking bullshit 2020 culture, and I'm not here for it.
Sexist Mitch is out. Fucking
oh, fuck you, dude.
Little person haters in, baby. Let's go. All right, boys. I want to bring it back around. Mitch, it's going off the rails. We were talking the pack. We took a shot of apple pie together. The boys are buzzing. And I wanted to ask you guys, who's the editor of the situation? Who's the tech brains of the operation? Because we have Cody. If we didn't have Cody, this would be nothing. Mitch and I don't even know a single setting on the camera.
We have
that's obvious. It's this guy right here. He is the Cody of Wisconsin. You know, I'm Cody. Nice to meet you.
We have the brains and the brunt around here. I've said a million times, and I'll say it again, that I literally just show up here and say dumb shit on camera. Cody does all the legwork for us.
Hey, we're like brothers. Hey, we're brothers.
Hell yeah.
I'm Clay.
Cody's and Clay's. We need Cody's and Clay's.
The world needs more Cody's and Clay's, because some of us just show up and just say outlandish shit about midgets.
There has to be the
long form that's not going to work. No.
But for real, it's obviously family, but we have a good thing going.
You got that yin and the yang.
It's exactly like you said.
Like the yin-yang twins.
We're
fucking right, brother.
We're the northern version.
Northern yin-yang twins.
Yeah. We're still waiting for the collab with the yin-yang twins.
Best twins of all time. Go.
Oh, dude. No,
Olsen twins. It might be a spoiler alert. There might be a spoiler alert in this. If you haven't seen the movie, The Prestige, turn this off now.
Turn it off.
All right. The greatest twin thing ever is the movie The Prestige.
Now that you finished watching The Prestige.
Damn, you just ruined the whole plot.
I still stand by Olsen twins.
That's definitely a dynamic duo. I'm going to go with Dylan and Cole Sprouts, dude.
That was the only one that I had, dude. God damn it.
Mine is the yin-yang twin.
I got to think of another. What were the motocross brothers? Is it James and Malcolm Stewart?
You lost me.
Yeah. Ooh,
what? Really?
Wait, there's motocross twins?
Yeah. They're dogs. They're absolute dogs. Sorry.
I said his name was James.
Yeah, James and Malcolm Stewart.
Wait, and they're dogs?
If they're not twins, I'm so sorry for everyone listening. They're for sure brothers, but that's my all-time twins.
Well, if they're twins, wouldn't they have to be brothers?
Mine are the barrels of the 870 I have.
That's an animal. That's an animal answer. I love it.
Quite the dynamic duo there.
I can't top that. I don't even know. Do they make an 870 with the twin barrel? Is that a different model? Is the 870 just a pump action?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, then my bad. I'll drink to that.
My all-time best twins are Busch Lights and Fat Boys.
I'm gonna probably by the end of this, I'll probably change my mind from the Olsen twins.
Hell no, dude. You can't go back on that.
You gotta stand on business.
That's a pretty strong stance though, right? Olsen twins.
So.
Banger twin duo.
I mean, I think Mary Kate and Ashley's a good answer too.
That's a
all time twins at
Well, that's
answer.
The Olsen twins.
Full House?
That's the Olsen twins.
That's the Olsen twins?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I'm so young.
You sick bastard. They were like 5 years old in that.
This is what I'm
mean?
Talking
I didn't,
about.
I didn't say hottest twins. I said best twins.
Yeah, that's insinuating.
You're the sicko, bro.
Us growing up as twins, we want to be those
That
twins.
Tops Moana. That tops Bodhi's Moana
no,
bit.
Not even close. Not even fucking close.
Out of context.
I didn't say hottest twins.
Wild.
I said best twins.
Best twins.
Yeah,
right?
Why? That's weird.
So that's two times. Why?
The dynamic on Full House, one of the best fucking comedy, like young comedy sitcoms.
Whoa.
But they're not. They're not even comedy.
What do you mean? Whoa, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, whoa.
What do you mean? He said Dylan and Cole Sprouse. Hey. That means he's gay and he
thinks
that they're hot.
Everyone.
If we're logicking it that way, if that's how we're going to think about
let's
shit, then
gears.
Sam's
let's
gay too.
Let's switch into first gear.
Switching into first gear.
Let's go to hottest twins then. Hottest twins. Anyone have any votes for hottest twins? Not everyone has to answer it.
But I don't think there's any other. Can you even say any of the other twins in the Olsen twins?
Right. Back when they were on Full House?
What? Right, that's what someone from Minnesota would say.
Oh, my goodness.
Fair. We just heard it there, so I can't even deny
this
it.
This is completely unfair.
I thought we were talking
about... I haven't felt attacked on the podcast in a long time, and I feel fucking attacked.
Well, we're not seagulls.
Boys, what is with the PBR? I have never seen anyone just drink PBR and be happy about it. Have you guys been diehard forever? What's going on? I don't even know what to think.
Well, we have been diehard forever, and well, I guess the truth is we have deep relations to one of the original brewmasters of Pabst.
Yeah, we don't ever talk about this on our channel.
Really?
We are related through, I think it's one of our marriages of our great-great-grandparents that we are related to an original brewmaster of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That's Damn. The most Wisconsin lineage I've ever heard.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
That was beautiful. It would honestly, I wish that my great-great-granddaddy brewed Busch Light because then I could drink a good beer and still have some cool story behind it because I'd hate to just drink shit beer because it was my family, you know?
I'm not even going to...
I'm only drinking PBR as a punishment.
I'm sure,
time
I'm
ever
sure,
will.
I'm sure our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparent had in mind that we would be on this podcast because of the beer. He's just like, yeah, I made a badass beer. It tastes really good. Might have some great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids that might slam it and... make sure they start their own channel and slam them all the time. And
I think he had that. I think he definitely had that in mind.
Do you guys know the story of how Pabst Blue Ribbon got its name?
I believe it was originally started as a best beer.
Yeah, wasn't it like the German the Pabst like beer?
Yes,
brewing competition.
Yes, I think you are.
And they got the blue ribbon in it. They won it. And then that's been their claim to fame like ever since. They changed their name to Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
I think you.
I'll look it up, but I'm pretty sure that's the story. I'll look it up.
You're halfway right. I think there was something on that. It did start as best beer, and it still remains as symbolically the best beer.
Ooh, we can have a conversation about that later, but I'm telling you right now. I don't even know if you guys could pay me to drink one of those things. No hate on you. I mean, if you like what you like, have at it. I love
just,
it.
How about the next?
But I just
the
don't.
Next set, the
there
next
you go.
Set. Of, the next set of questions. The next set of questions is for a Pabst.
Hey, what's the deal with Milwaukee's Best? Because that shit sucks.
Like, oh, there's stories.
The Beast? Are you talking bad about the Beast?
I want to get to the bottom
the beast,
of that.
The Beast
is not necessarily bad, but if you're in a well, if you're looking for a beer to drink and need something. You know, good for cheap. Yeah.
Boys, I have a confession. Originally called Best Select and then Pabst Select, the current name came from the blue ribbons that were tied around the neck of the bottle, a practice that ran from 1882 until 1916 and discontinued due to a silk shortage during World War I. So I was not even close to right.
Honestly,
oh, that's what we were trying to say.
Yeah,
honestly,
that's what we were trying to say.
The history of the beer is cooler than the beer itself, to be honest with you.
Just drink it.
I'm not going to do it. I won't do it. I know you want me to, and I'm looking at it like I might want to, but I'm...
Do it for their fucking grandpa.
I got to stand on business now. I got to stand on business. I'm not drinking that motherfucker.
No way. As a wise man once said, nothing beats the taste of an ice-cold Pabst. And that's where you cut to the original video of Stan McGrath saying, nothing beats the taste of an ice-cold Pabst.
As Kid Rock once said, there's only two kinds of beer. Cold beer and free beer, and I like them both.
Fucking right.
I think Pabst used to be voted the best cheap beer.
What was the cheap liquor that you guys got into as high schoolers? Because for us, I feel like I'm not crazy to say this. It was pretty much exclusively UV Blue, and you had your few outlier beer drinkers that drank Busch Lights.
You were 21 in high school?
But over in Wisconsin. Statute of limitations, buddy. Statute of limitations.
How old are you?
74.
He graduated high school twice.
What was the cheap liquor that you guys indulged in your high school days?
The cheap liquor, Kessler. Yeah, that was
what the hell.
What is Kessler?
What the hell is even that?
Cheap whiskey. Remember cream de menthe? Yeah, barely, because it was so good. Remember all? Do you guys even know?
No. What is that?
No.
Well, it wasn't necessarily good. It was, it went down. It's whatever's in your parents' liquor cabinet is mean one.
That was definitely what I was drinking.
Kessler was the big one. The cheap beer wasn't necessarily, cheap wasn't necessarily beer wise. High Life was the choice of the us high schoolers.
That was champagne and beers.
We weren't sneaking that. Well, obviously we're sneaking it, but you had someone that buy you High Life. But we were downing High Life.
And what was is there any reasoning behind the high school drinking like fiasco that is like you find someone who has a fake ID or is 21 and can buy you? Even if money wasn't an option, I feel like we still would have picked the shittiest alcohols, and I've never really figured out why that is.
Well, for me, it was just budget-wise, dude.
Well, I'd be lying if I said we didn't take it from our parents' basement.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of watered-down Captain in my dad's garage. Trust me, I'm all about that game. But I'm saying, like, if you finally found the one connect who could get you a liquor, you always picked the shittiest liquor.
Okay, here's the funniest story we had. We had a friend that looked somewhat 21. He was going bald. He went to pick up beer. He picks up some orders for us. You know, he grabs two cases of Miller Lite, you know, a case of High Life, maybe he keeps a case of Pabst. Gets to the register, and the guy stops him. He says, "Hey, you know what? Wait." So he's thinking he's shitting his pants. He thinks that, you know, he's busting him for his fake ID or whatever. He says, "You know what? If you grab a third case of Miller Lite, get a free T-shirt."
That's a fucking deal if I've ever heard one. I'd buy a car.
The guy looked like he was 30 when he was 16.
Oh, everyone had that guy.
Yeah, we had a friend in high school that worked as like a boat mechanic, and he used to go buy like chewing tobacco at, I'm going to say he was probably 16 years old, but he'd smear a little grease on his face before he went in there, and he did look like he was like 30 years old at 16. Worked every time. Never got carded.
That's such a beautiful find, too, when you're 15, 16 years old, and you're just trying to get your buzz on. And you finally find that buddy, you know, maybe he is 18, maybe he is just looks 18, but like, it's like a golden goose, you know, you just
21 now.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh yeah. 21. That changed. That's bullshit too. They didn't grandfather us in. I turned 18, was legal to buy tobacco, and then the age changed to 21 and I was no longer legal to buy it. Isn't that a fuck around
story?
They
fucking blue balls.
Wait, did you say tobacco at 21?
Yeah. Yeah.
Minnesota?
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere now. What do you mean?
Oh, it's federal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's federal for, well, 5 years now?
We didn't have to worry about tobacco, especially chewing tobacco, since both of our parents chew tobacco.
You just stole that, too? Love it.
No, you grew to not like it because your parents did it.
Oh, That's not what I did. I just stole my dad's shoe out of the freezer.
Well, we did, but then it gets old. Whoa, it's one of those things. It's like your parents play Pokemon, you hate Pokemon.
Whose parents played Pokemon?
I cut that.
Yeah. Let's get out of that one.
Yeah, it was like a South Park episode.
No more parents doing anything.
Yeah, my dad always spanked me. I hate spanking.
No, but you know, like... our parents, they actually did both chew tobacco, so that's why we hated it.
You guys just never liked it. Did you try it at a really young
age? Yeah, we threw it up. Yeah.
Our parents gave my dad.
We're not supposed to talk about it.
Just throw it out there.
Our dad gave us that we were hunting like at a young age and like very young, like middle school.
Yeah. Throw you off the scent. He knew what he was doing.
No, he wanted us to like it. No, he didn't. He was probably right because he's still doing it.
Do you think you wanted me to like it, or do you think subconsciously he knew, like, hey, I think if I give it to these little fuckers right now.
No, I think he thought he was cool, and he, yeah.
But he didn't tell us where to put it. We put it on our tongues.
One time my dad pulled a fast one on my little cousin. He pulled out his tin, and he was putting one in, and my cousin's like, what is that? And my dad's like, chocolate mitts. Do you want some? He takes a pinch, eats it right away, runs outside, and pukes immediately.
He swallowed it.
Oh, he literally thought it was chocolate mints. Yeah. He was fucking excited.
Well, we were cool like our dad.
All right, boys, what do you say I hit you with another one of these headline questions here? And just a reminder here of the rules, you got to guess whether this headline is Minnesota or it is from Wisconsin. One of the two. You got a 50-50 shot. If you get it wrong, you got to slam a beer or improv the scenario. All right. A man is facing indecent exposure charges after he was arrested for allegedly fishing on his pontoon in the nude. Authorities say when they arrived, the man remained fully nude until he was approached and contact was made, after which he put on a pair of, quote, very small shorts.
Oh, I got this one locked in. This is an easy answer.
Well, this sounds like it's from both sides then.
You got to know your state. It's one or the other. You got to know your state. Who's fishing in the nude?
I don't know, dude.
I think that's actually a very common thing around here, I would guess. I've seen a lot of people in the nude on the lake here locally.
Really?
Sometimes you got to let her hang.
I need to go out fucking fishing more, dude. Holy fuck.
All right. Oh, well,
we thought about it.
We have to stay true.
It could have been both states, but we are going to say
it's Wisconsin.
Just for the record, my guess was Minnesota. That sounds like a Minnesotan thing to do. Is just let the dick hang.
So going, yeah, it's a news story that could happen in both states.
All right, please.
Hey, double or nothing. If you get this one wrong, then you have to shotgun this beer while improving the naked man on the boat.
Don't
double or nothing. Double or nothing. Don't hit kidding. The fridge brick yet. Don't hit it
By
yet.
By the way, we're doing a Busch Light because we ran out of Pabst.
Are you saying that to your great-great-grandfather?
Yes, if he can hear.
We'll get the Ouija board out, ask him if it's okay to drink a Busch Light.
We might end up resurrecting Robin Williams.
All right, boys. I think we go out with the shotgun. Thank you so much for listening to On Tap. Banger episode. The boys made it out here. We've had a lot of beers. The apple pie went down. We closed the border. Take us out with the shotgun.
Cheers are up.
Ready, guys?
Thank you, guys. And
ready, guys?
Here's to you guys.
This is how we do it.
Throwing bricks.
Before we head out of here, will you guys plug your socials so they can find you on social media?
Yeah. WI.YouKnow
on every social media platform.
Yep, Facebook, Instagram,
and we retired our TikTok.
Boom.
Fucking right. Thanks, boys, for coming on.